team, and welcome back to another episode of The Two Fat Brokers. I am Barney from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Today, we are going to talk about... It's actually quite an interesting topic.
Is it?
As opposed to all of the other ones that we talk about, which aren't interesting. There's obviously a lot of people who are going to be moving here to Dubai, or to the UAE, sorry. And I remember when I first moved to Dubai, a lot of my friends were like, you know, how are you going to live? You're moving to a Muslim country. There's not going to be any parties. There's not going to be, you know, there's going to be huge restrictions on your lifestyle as to compared to what it was in the UK. So there's a lot of stuff about the UAE that people moving here don't necessarily know about. So today we are going to talk about what level of income you need to have to be able to reside and invest in the Dubai or in the UAE real estate market.
All about the money, not the culture.
It's all about the Benjamins.
The cash.
So
first thing is, you were talking about earlier, golden visa. You've got to be able to stay here, sponsor your family.
Yep.
Which is 2 million dirhams
equity.
Cash. If you don't have a job, that is.
Obviously, just 2 million dirhams job, equity in a property.
Yeah, 2 million cash. But if you have a job, it's no issue. And then what would you say would be, and we'll say like a family of four, what would you say rent? Well, I mean, I guess they're gonna buy the property, but let's just say, for example, rent. What's your entry-level house for a family of four?
I think you're probably going to be looking at somewhere like Jumeirah Village Circle for a four-bedroom, anywhere from £50,000 to 250,000 dirhams up.
Sorry, pounds or dirhams? What?
£50,000, 250,000 dirhams.
Rent.
Rent.
Your entry level for a family of four is 250,000 dirhams.
If you want a four-bedroom house. In Abu Dhabi. Yeah. Not in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai.
In Dubai. In sunny Al Reef, you can get a four bed for about 135,000 dirhams.
Okay. Well.
Oh, what about school fees for two kids?
Yeah, school fees are very expensive. I have two children and they cost me an arm and a leg. I mean, my kids' school fees are, for my son, he's four, it's about 50,000 dirhams a year. For my eldest, she's eight, it's about...
She's nine?
She was eight once, if that counts. She's actually nearly 10
classic,
as well.
Classic dad era, that.
Ask me when her birthday is. she's about just around 90,000, 95,000.
Okay. Yeah, it's not far off Abu Dhabi. You can get decent school in there for 50,000, 60,000
a year. It is pretty much what you're going to be spending on a private education for a child in the UK. £20,000 a year, roughly. I mean, obviously, there's schools that are way more and schools that are, you know, marginally less. But, you know, it's pretty much what you're going to be expecting to pay a privately educated child in the UK.
So if you wanted to buy this house in Jumeirah Village Circle that you were talking about, what are you looking at there?
I think you're probably looking around 3 to 4 million dirhams. This isn't my area of expertise, but these are the numbers that feel right. So 300,000, right. 3 million dirhams is about £600,000.
Yeah. The same four bed in Al Reef would be about 2.2, 2.3, something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you need to buy that cash if you wanted your golden visa. And then what about cars? Cars expensive in the UAE? Or
car loans
cheap?
Are wicked cheap.
Mad
car
cheap.
Loans are wicked, mad yeah, cheap, mad yes.
Cheap. How much is a car loan?
I think they're about 2.99%. I haven't
That's
got
like
a car
house, loans. House loan.
It's less than a house loan. House loans are like six.
Well, I mean, you get 3.99, but yeah, I never knew that. Why is car finance so cheap?
Don't know.
Yeah. Spurring consumerism, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a big car market here, you know, and I think that a lot of people.
A market for big cars?
There's also a market for big, less so the small cars. I've driven small cars on the roads here, terrifying ordeal. yeah, so I mean, you know, I think you're going to be able to buy a decent sized family saloon for somewhere in the regions of 100,000 dirhams, which is about £20,000.
So is that similar to the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit. I mean, cars in the UK are wicked expensive. You know, they're very expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, the car... Here's an interesting fact. The car industry knows the UK by the moniker Treasure Island.
Because of all the pirates.
Because of all of the... No, because of how much they can charge for cars.
Mm.
Cars in the UK are much more expensive than anywhere else.
Are they?
Not anywhere, like Hong Kong, they're, again, crazy expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Glad I've got you here as a car expert. Obviously, my favourite car is a Honda Accord. And so, I don't know much about cars. What about,
evidently.
What about a night out for you and the missus?
This is where the UAE comes into its own. There are incredible places to eat in this city, in this country, right? Incredible food, so many cultures all sort of coming together.
Is it all
together.
Lebanese food?
It is a gastronome's delight.
Is it?
How do you like them apples?
A gastronome.
A gastronome's delight. The second the bills start to get a little bit punchy is when you introduce the alcohol.
The devil drink?
The devil's nectar. Yeah, the alcohol. You know, alcohol here, Muslim country, high tax on it. It does tend to almost double the cost of your bill. I think this probably is a fair summation. You can go out for a brilliant meal.
Of wine.
£100?
Yeah. It's the cheapest one or like...
No, I mean, yeah, probably about 50, 60 quid for a bottle of wine that's drinkable. And then up from there. But I mean, you can, if you've got a family of four, you can go out and have really good food for, I'd say, 300 to 400 dirhams. If you go to, you know, one of these off the beaten track places where you
not
know,
in
locals
a hotel,
go,
basically.
Not in a hotel, you know, I mean, you know, not up and down Sheikh Zayed Road, you know, in Al Barsha. In TCOM, in places like, Barsha Heights, JLT. There's loads of really, really good restaurants that you're not going to spend a huge amount of money on a dinner on. It's only when you add alcohol to the equation that prices start to get a bit punchy.
Mm. But most Western expats would, you know, expect a bottle of wine with dinner if they were going out.
Yeah.
You know, and expats from other places, less so.
What about in Abu Dhabi? I'm assuming the alcohol is about the same cost.
Yeah, well, Abu Dhabi's a little bit weird in that our alcohol in from bottle shops, off licenses, is much cheaper. It's about almost half what you guys pay. But in hotels, yeah, it's the same. You're looking at
similar
kind of price, at least 300 dirhams for like the cheapest bottle of wine.
When the 30% tax was removed from alcohol in Abu Dhabi, did they feed that down the line to the consumer? Because I know in the restaurants and the hotels, prices stayed the same.
Yeah, not in hotels. No.
Yeah, they didn't feed that saving down to the consumer.
Yeah, well.
Bit cheeky.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, it depends. Do you go somewhere because the wine's cheap?
Actually, yes.
I know a couple of places, yeah. That's absolutely true.
I would definitely choose a restaurant. If the food was on parity, or even if the food was slightly worse, I would choose it if the wine's 30% cheaper, for sure.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
The drunker you are, the better the food tastes, or the less you taste the food.
Yeah, the more you spill down your front. What are your other big outgoings in Dubai?
I mean, I think
Dubai?
if you're looking at a house, a villa, your Diwa can ramp up
utilities.
A wee bit. Not really. I mean, your phone bills. Yeah, there's very little competition, let's say, in terms of phone bills and things like that here. You have Virgin, Do, Etisalat. That's it. Those are your options. They are not cheap. Spend the best part of about, in dirhams, 3,000 dirhams, so about £600 a year on my phone bill. And I'm on the phone a lot, but it's pretty much
I
need. It's my job. So you're looking at, you know, I think in the UK, 20 quid a month. So what's that, 100 dirhams a month rather than the kind of numbers that I'm talking about. And also, as I say, utilities. If you've got a house with a relatively big size garden and a swimming pool, your utilities are going to be about £1,000 a month. So
£1,000 a month?
In the summer, yeah. My Diwa is five to 6,000 dirhams. So that's 1,500.
You are having a giraffe.
Yeah.
Because you chill your pool?
Chill it, heat it.
Whatever the other stuff is.
There's other stuff, I'm sure.
Pour chocolate milk in it.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, that is something, if you have a garden and you want to keep it alive, you know, We love our garden, right? But if you have a decent sized garden, you want to keep it alive.
You've got a lovely garden.
Thanks. So that's definitely something you should do, you should equate into it. So, you know, I think for you to be comfortable.
Speeding fines, got to pay a lot of money in speeding fines.
I actually don't get speeding fines.
Really?
No, I have a driver.
Oh, do you? Well, you haven't mentioned that.
Speeding fines
every 5 minutes for the last couple of months.
Did you go to Cambridge by any chance?
A little bit.
So I would say, if you want to have a comfortable existence with a family of four, you need to be earning, you know, 70,000 dirhams a month.
Really?
60 to 70,000
Holy smokes.
Families are expensive. If you're an individual, you can live on 20,000 dirhams a month very comfortably. Right,
yeah.
But when you equate into schooling, a house over an apartment, you know, a bigger car.
So schooling for two kids, 10 grand a month, 120K.
Depending on the age of your kids.
There or thereabouts.
Depending on the age of your kids, yeah.
And then your rent is, as you say, 250, so that's 20 grand. And then you got another 20 grand spending money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's taken to 50. Another 40 grand spending money on, you know, whatever.
Groceries. You have a family of five. What is your monthly grocery bill, Benjamin?
About 20 grand.
Get the... What the... Who? What? 20 grand?
Including alcohol. Yeah.
You drink a lot of booze, man.
That's just very little but high class.
20 grand.
Yeah, including pharmacy, alcohol, food. 20 grand.
What kind of drugs are you buying? And can I get prescriptions?
Not the fun ones.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I laugh, but I don't really know how much I'm on.
Yeah. It happens quickly.
I mean, we do a lot of Kibson shop. We do a lot of shopping online. For
other
food
brands are available.
And things like that. I would say ours is probably around 12 to 15.
I think you should count it up.
I think you should count up. I don't want
to. If you're spending 70 grand a month on living, a lot of that's got to be groceries.
I'm not spending 70 grand a month on living.
Oh, you're saying other people have to?
Yeah, but I bought my house 11 years ago. My mortgage is tiny. So my outgoings are much lower.
Right, so you're basically not paying rent. So
I'm paying a mortgage. It's the same thing, right? I'm paying rent to the bank.
Yeah. So you're paying less than that. So other people are paying, you're saying, okay, we'd need to pay 20 grand a month. You're maybe paying 10 grand a month. So you're living off 60 grand a month.
Yeah, correct.
Because you're a family of four. You've probably got more cars than is strictly necessary. You've got this massive chilled pool that you need to pay for.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not my groceries. We're just talking about groceries.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, my cost of living is quite high.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it. Can we change the subject?
Instead of how much money you are wasting.
So in Dubai, you know, if you want to go out, you can... If you want to go out on date night... Right, that is going to be a nice restaurant. It's going to be a nice bottle of wine, a couple of cocktails beforehand, taxi there and back. You can easily get through 5,000 dirhams. Easily.
What?
Yeah.
How the hell can you spend 5,000 dirhams
on
a night out?
It depends on the restaurant. I mean, I wouldn't.
What would you eat? Lobsters, Dodos. Thermidor, which I've never had, but I've heard it's very expensive.
Okay, two and a half, 3,000 dirhams. Right, I've halved it. Is that more palatable?
You are
cut from a different cloth in terms of how frugal you are. All right, let's say you can get through 3,000 dirhams very easily. That's 800 quid, 600 quid.
Okay.
That's if you go to a really nice restaurant, a good bottle of wine, and a good bottle of wine is going to be 1,000 dirhams.
My mind's been blown. 1,000 dirhams for a bottle of wine. Never heard anything like it.
So yeah, I would say you can comfortably, on date night, blow 2.5
like
to 3 grand.
Chinese Communist Party official just like blowing cash all over the place.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
So yeah, going back to it, would you agree with me? You need to be earning 60 to 70,000 dirhams a month to have a family of four and be quite comfortable?
So in Abu Dhabi, I'd say you could probably do it off 40 to 50.
Why?
Well,
the rent's obviously a lot cheaper.
Our rent's cheaper. Our alcohol is cheaper. I don't think you could spend 5,000 dirhams on a night out for two if you tried, even if you left it like a 2,000 dirham tip.
I got my number wrong on 5,000. Can we just stop talking about that? 2.5 to 3.
Yeah. And then I mean, I would always buy a second.
What's the most expensive restaurant in Abu Dhabi?
How would I know that?
Sure you know. Of course you know. You know the places to avoid, Ben. You don't want to accidentally go somewhere expensive. We've got a
Hakkasan. I want to say we've got a Nobu, but I'm not entirely sure.
You've got a Hakkasan. Have you been to dinner at Hakkasan?
Yes, but I've never paid.
Did you even look at the cost of the menu, the prices?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow, you definitely weren't paying, were you?
No.
Was a certain member of our family paying?
No, Property Finder was paying. Thanks, Property Finder. Appreciate
property,
that.
Property? If there's proof that they're earning way too much money, they're doing a night out at Hakkasan.
And Bayut took me to Nobu, I think.
Wow, these property
Dubizzle, I'm waiting. I'm hungry. This fat broker ain't staying fat for long without those high-priced meals.
Okay, so Dubai 70, 60 to 70, Abu Dhabi 40 to 50.
Yeah, I would say so.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
So if you're thinking about moving out,
you've
got to buy a house. You need 2 million dirhams, which is 400,000 pounds, we'd say.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, give or take. 360, pounds. 400.
I don't know why we're doing it all in pounds. Obviously, people out there are not just
British. You can't do dollars, euros, and pounds. I mean, I would lose track of that.
Dollars is almost the same as euros, isn't it?
Okay.
Anyway, so in dollars.
We'll get the guys who are recording this to do the conversion and put it in subtitles so that you have the dollar, euro and pound.
Great, good idea.
He's not in the room now, so I've just committed him to something.
Good. Anyway, we've been the Two Fat Brokers.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.